Ah, you just heard what happens when you forget to turn your mic switch off when you're having a coughing attack. I apologize for that. That's just my morning cough. It's nothing to be worried about, but I apologize for leaving that. Oh, dear. I look down and say, oh, there's a red light there. Oops. Anyhow, my name's Keith Black, and behind the cough and everything else, I'm ready to bring you 3 hours of the best in the jazz world, voice willing, and I hope that you can stay tuned for some of the best, as always, in the great world of jazz and the diverse world of jazz that I try and focus on every week. It's sort of a transitional day today. It's going to be a little chillier, strong wind from the north. It's getting not that far from December. Mercy. Anyhow, the music will keep you warm. I hope you can stay tuned for the next few hours. There's some really good stuff today. I'll go through the playlist very quickly, and then I'll come back and do a more detailed analysis of each of them. First, the Canadian band called Peripheral Vision, great group. Then pianist Chris Davis, who also is a native Canadian, but now sort of is chewing the scenery in New York, as they say. Then saxophonist Quinson Nachoff, another Canadian who has made a name in the States. Then all the way to Australia, I should say, for pianist Andrea Keller, who has a fascinating and actually, the word beautiful comes to mind. It's a great album called The Flicker and Polar Bird. That's coming up later. Then my historical segment, which today is the Art Ensemble of Chicago, one of the iconic free jazz groups, and there's some really neat stuff, and it's not as out there as you think, so don't be shocked by that. Then vibraphonist Chen Chien Liu, Winnipeg drummer Curtis Nowasad. I say Winnipegger. He sort of hangs out in New York area too now, but he comes home regularly, so I still consider him a Winnipegger, of course. Then saxophonist Sam Newson with pianist Jean-Michel Pilk with a lovely new album. And to end the program, I hope to have some time for Mark Turner live at the Village Vanguard. Another saxophonist there. Well, let's get back to the top of the list now. Peripheral Vision is a terrific group out of the GTA. They record, they travel, they are very internationally well-known, and their interaction as a group is really just absolutely amazing. They are Trevor Hogg on tenor, Don Scott on guitar, Michael Herring on bass, and Nick Fraser on drums. Most of the time, the guitarist Don Scott is their spokesperson. I know that a few years ago when they were in Winnipeg, I had a chance to talk to Don on the phone during my show. They had been busy at a local high school doing a master's class for their jazz program, which is one of the things that they do as they travel that I think is very commendable. They're a great group, and they're just released their second live album. It's called We've Got Nothing, and it was recorded at the Transac Club in Toronto, which apparently is that's not a setting that I am familiar with, but it apparently is does a lot of very avant-garde sort of experimental stuff, and is a big name in the GTA for encouraging this type of jazz. Peripheral Vision from We've Got Nothing. I'm going to play two tracks. Actually, I'm going to play three tracks. I fibbed there, didn't I? One is very short. The first one is called Full Disclosure Comedy Vehicle. After that, Cone of Silence, and then Goodbye Heintzman. I don't know if they just pushed the rep right out a window or whatever, but there you go. There's the three tracks from Peripheral Vision from We've Got Nothing. This is Full Disclosure Comedy Vehicle. Thank you. Ever had one of those field of vision tests where they check your peripheral vision by having you watch this thing and click on any time you see a dot and all over the screen? I don't know anybody who doesn't hate those tests. I'd much rather listen to the group called Peripheral Vision, which is what you just did, a quartet, a great quartet out of Toronto. And that Peripheral Vision I could take a lot of, as opposed to that stupid test with the little dots. But I digress. Yes, Peripheral Vision there, with some great tracks from their new album called We've Got Nothing. And it is now 10:21 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays live, streamed live at CKUW.ca. Archived there as well, so you can check out things that have happened in previous shows, if such is your wish. And however you got to hear my voice and whenever that you picked up this show, well done. Thank you. I appreciate you being here. Moving on now to pianist Chris Davis and her band called Diatom Ribbons. Chris Davis was born in Vancouver. raised for a while in Calgary before eventually heading to New York, and clearly in the top echelon of the avant-garde jazz world there. Very highly regarded, and works very hard, very busy, and this album of hers, which is live at the Village Vanguard, is really neat. It's wonderful, as a matter of fact. I most highly recommend it. Release. She has, as it's interesting in several respects, the usual suspects in her Diatom Ribbons band are Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, Trevor Dunn on bass, and turntablist and electronic musician Val Jeanty. And added here is guitarist Julian Lage, and I think that's an inspired addition, actually. He's really very good, and it... This is interesting jazz. It is electronic. The use of a turntable is always open to a few raised eyebrows as to whether or not it really belongs there. And I think it works well in this case. And the writing and the use of the electronics are very, very good. I'm going to play Wayne. There's two different versions of a Wayne Shorter tune called Dolores on the album. I haven't played this one before, and it's quite lengthy. I'll tell you that. The one thing about two CD releases and the fact that CDs for many years have allowed jazz people to stretch out over what used to be the old 3-minute limit on 78s and sometimes even on the LPs. So this goes 20 minutes or so, and it's a very interesting track, and it is Wayne Shorter's Dolores, Take Two, Chris Davis, and Diatom Ribbons. A circumstance when the times listed on the album cover are not the times of the actual track. I've played that track a number of times, and I thought it was much longer than that, and it's not. So you just heard Chris Davis Band live at the Village Vanguard in New York from their album called Live at the Village Vanguard. That track was a Wayne Shorter tune called Dolores. And it's 10:35. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Moving along, excuse me, the next track, and you heard the first minute or second of it there, is saxophonist Quinson Nachoff from his very interesting album. It's almost more an EP. It's fairly short, and I was hoping for more, as I always do when the albums are short. It's called Stars and Constellations, and several of the tracks are called that, and then one of them is Scorpio. This one, which I haven't played before, is Sagittarius. It's a cordless jazz trio, which has bassist Mark Elias and drummer Dan Weiss, and the Bergamot and Rhythm Method string quartets. So there's a lot of interesting interplay between sort of, quote, conventional, end quote, jazz instrumentation, and a lot of strings and whatnot. Interesting writing. So here is Quinson Nachoff with Stars and Constellations, Sagittarius.
Thank you.
Sorry, it stops right there. You know, I've listened to that track now a few times, and I'm increasingly impressed. I know I have an advantage over probably most, if not all of you, in that you haven't had an opportunity to hear that more than once. The writing and the complexity, the polyrhythmic background, the arrangements and the interplay of the strings with the saxophone, it's really quite remarkable. That's a very, very fine album. Quinson Natchoff, born in Canada, records now, I think, mainly in the States, although he's certainly been around Canada and been here and around over the years. Obviously, one of the restless, composing, challenging boundaries type of jazz artist. And this is a clear example of a number of artists doing that, especially experimenting, not only experimenting with adding strings and string quartets, but in my my observation, and I don't know how accurate it is because it's anecdotal, but it seems to me that there are many more string quartets now that are operating totally beyond the sort of conventional understanding of a string quartet, which is very lovely to listen to, and very frequently the bulk of their repertoire comes from the classical background. And they, too, are experimenting with lots of new ways of doing things, and combine them with a jazz group, and you end up with something as neat as that. And my only concern on that album is that it's too short. Too short. Come on, Quinson, give us more. You know, we really do like that stuff. Well, I'm moving on again to something that is also using strings, but in a very different way. I need to tell you, well, I don't need to tell you, but I'm going to tell you, the Australian pianist Andrea Keller that I became aware of a few years ago, mainly thanks to Mo Hoag. He was sat in here a couple of weeks ago, so you may have heard him just recently, and he also has an internet jazz program. His knowledge of worldwide jazz is absolutely encyclopedic, and he is somewhat of an expert in the Australian jazz scene, knows a lot of these people, communicates with them regularly. And he's the one who introduced me to Andrea Keller, and I thank him for that because I've now played here, and I'm aware of a number of her albums, and she is very talented. Again, it's the compositions and arrangements and using different instrumental configurations and putting together stuff that is really quite fine. She has a brand new album called Flickers and Flicker and Polar Bird, and it is, I need to tell you, it's beautiful. When I first got this and started playing it, and I was working on something else because I tend to try and do two or three things at once. There's just too much music to pay attention totally. But I was paying attention totally because I was struck by the absolute beauty and the emotion of the first opening of this first track. It does get dissonant later on, and other things are added to it. But this is a very fine album. I'm very impressed with it. Obviously, Andrea Keller plays piano. She has John Mackey on tenor, and he's very good. And Miroslav Vukovsky on trumpet and flugelhorn, along with two different groups of strings, one of them based in Sydney, the other based in Canberra. A lot of the recording here was done, well, the recording was done in several places, including in Canberra in Australia. There are a couple of voices on some of the tracks, and actually they're very much worth listening to, as a matter of fact. But from Flicker and Polar Bird, I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Compassionately Yours, then Cry Heart But Never Break. Good advice there. And the final one is Pennies from Eve. Here from a brand new album from Australia, just released a couple of weeks ago, with Andrea Keller and her group, augmented by strings, with some beautiful writing here. Here is Compassionately Yours. Thank you.